Thank you so much for joining me today, 7:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is William T. Pearson. Want to say to all of you today, we're live on Instagram Live right now at 7:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 28 degrees in the beautiful capital city of Columbia, South Carolina. We are live right now on Podcast Networks all over the world. If you was yesterday at our 500th show yesterday, it was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal show yesterday. You have to see that video yesterday. I hope and pray today that right there you were blessed by the broadcast yesterday. 7:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do a two-parter today because of the 500th show yesterday. Here we go with episode 501. Here we go. And we're going to go into our devotional, which is a two-parter today. Here we go. Here is day 17 of the 31-day series titled Wisdom, the Principal Thing. Here we go. Proverbs 17 is a very deep, interesting chapter. It is basically a life lesson on what not to do. When we look at what is called the Book of Wisdom, this chapter provides insight on what a fool really is. Use the word fool in this context is the Hebrew word kislili. This use of the word is used in the book of Proverbs 49 times, five of them being in chapter 17. Kislio is a different type of foolishness because of the bluntly put as stupidly stemming from empathy towards moral issues. Basically, when we quit caring, we become foolish. Characteristically, is kilesio is someone who harbors anger, quits caring, has no purpose, and often doesn't think before they speak. Kilesio also is self-destructive and loves to live in ignorance. Our sinful nature naturally turns us into kilesio. As we grow in our walk with Christ, we are going to make foolish decisions. We are going to make mistakes. The beauty of the Word of God is that we take the time to heed what it says, and we seek wisdom and understanding, and we become wise, not just knowledgeable. We will make better decisions, and we will learn to live life through an eternal lens. What a great gift the Word of God is that we may learn and grow, and we don't have to live as a kilesio. What a powerful word today on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast, as we're going into a two-parter today based off what happened yesterday on our 500th show yesterday. So here we go with part two today. Amen. Amen. Here we go. All right. Day 18. There is undefined theme that threads throughout the whole Book of Proverbs, and the idea that there is a distinction between the way the righteous and the wicked live their lives, as well between the outcome of their lifestyles. Proverbs 18 pinpoints the power of words, as it plays a huge part in this overarching contrast between righteousness and wickedness, or more specifically between wisdom and foolishness. The majority of this verse emphasizes that there is not only consequences to what we speak, but also to how, when, and why we speak. Proverbs 18 teaches that our words obviously say something about the subject we're speaking on. But even more than that, they can say something about us and our character. I can use my mouth to promote, pursue, and demonstrate wisdom, or I can use it to make a fool of myself. Watch this. We may live in a society that glorifies isolation and the ideas of the individual, but if we walk in the way that the scripture promotes, we will instead value communicational wisdom, loving correction, and personal humility. What a powerful word today on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. We are live right now on Instagram Live right now at 7:08 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining me today. Wow, this is just a blessed word today that we are going to talk about today. It's a two-parter today. So the first part, we're going to go into chapter 17. We're going to go into chapter 17 today. We're going to go into that right now. And the nuggets that I got from chapter 17 today is that the word kalisio is a different type of foolishness, because it's bluntly putting words towards moral issues. So let's just say that somebody is going to harbor their anger at somebody, or somebody that's going to stop caring about a person, or stop caring about someone that will be more transparent about how they truly feel, and a person that don't have no purpose in life. God has us here for a purpose. God has us here for a reason. God has us here for a reason and a purpose. So whoever that says that you don't have a purpose in life, don't follow those words. Follow the words that the Lord is saying to you. Listen to what God is saying for your life. God has you here for a reason and a purpose. So, like I said, Kalisio also turns our sinful ways into Kalisio. So it means that if we grow in our walk, as we grow in our walk in Christ, we're going to make foolish mistakes. We're going to make foolish mistakes in life. We're going to make mistakes. We came into this world not perfect. We came into this world not perfect. But one thing that I'll say today on this broadcast is that we are God's army. We are in God's army. We're in God's army. God has us here for a reason. God really has us here for a reason. But like I said, we will make better decisions, and we will learn through the things that we deal with on a daily basis. Take a look at what God has done for your life. God has done a lot for your life. Let me just go at this a different way today. Let's just say someone for the first time is listening to this broadcast. And they don't know, you know, hey, let me just check out this broadcast. Let's see what he is trying to, you know, try to speak about. You know, I want to encourage somebody today on this broadcast that we're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect. We're not perfect beings in this life. We're not perfect. We're not perfect. But we know God is the perfect one. With God, we will make better decisions. Hallelujah. We will learn. to live life through the eternal lens. Amen. Good morning to Jesus is with me and joined. Thank you for joining me today. Jesus, when we're with God, we will make better decisions. We will go into our word. We will go into prayer. We will go into things that will make us better individuals in life. We're not perfect. We're not perfect. In my almost 48 years on this earth, I done made a lot of mistakes. But I'm going to tell you this today on this broadcast. We can learn from our mistakes. We can learn from our mistakes. God is a wonderful and loving God. Hallelujah. God is a loving God. I know that at times, hey, some people listen to, you know, they listen to old school. They listen to music that before they got, you know, got out of the world and became Christian, became who they are today. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to go back to the old school. Sometimes you got to listen to other things that when you grow up on, you was trying to learn more about yourself. But let me tell you this today, as I'm about to get ready to go into the second part of the broadcast today. We can learn and grow from our mistakes. We can learn and grow from our mistakes. We can. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when we go into day 18, now the second part of day 18 is a powerful chapter. Proverbs 18. Now, Proverbs 18 pinpoints about words. It pinpoints about words. It teaches that our words that we speak on tells us that, hey, our words can hurt us. Or if you read Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So, like I said today, I can use my mouth. I can use my mouth to promote. I can use my mouth to pursue. I can use my mouth to demonstrate wisdom. I can use my mouth to have peace, or I can use my mouth to just do greater for God's kingdom. I can use my mouth to just do what God has in store. God is just using my mouth right now as a vessel. I love what God does. God can use anyone. God can use anyone to promote and to just get his message across. So the nugget that I got from this message from Proverbs 18 is that it teaches us that we can use our mouths. We can use our mouth for the greater. Let us not use our mouth to talk about evil, talk about downgrading people. Let us not use that. Let us use our mouth to promote the word of God. Let's pursue the word of God. Let us use God today. God has something in store. God has something in store today, y'all. God has something in store today. You know something? As I was about to get ready to do the broadcast this morning, the Lord just told me, son, I want you to tell my people today that we can use our mouths to do greater. We can use our mouth to do greater. We can use our mouth to do greater today. It's 7:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to say to all of you today, thank you so much for joining me today. You know, as we're in our January prayer campaign for the month of January, today is January 18th. So I want to tell everybody today that today is the 18th day. So we're going to read the book of Proverbs 18 today. So I hope and pray that you will read that entire chapter today as a part of the January prayer campaign. Let me just go into the message from Bishop Designate Dr. John White. He says, seek supernatural, extraordinary elevation and knowledge. Thank you for becoming a part of Kingdom Vision Church prayer campaign of 2022. Jesus gave the church a mandate to pray, and we must never get so caught up in our personal pursuits that we forget the ministry of prayer. As we take time to baptize our new year in prayer and making God's kingdom our priority, let's start strong in 2022 and engage in faithful, focused, and fervent prayer, cooperating with the divine plan of God that will impact your life, your family, the body of Christ, and for the world. We are standing in faith for healing and wholeness for our pastor, family, and church family, for full recovery in every area, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and for the victory in the process. Our church family will never be the same as a result of this time of intensive prayer. Pastor Cindy and myself appreciate you joining us in this time of prayer, consecration, and dedication unto the Lord. Luke 18:1 says, men ought to always pray and not to faint. So, as a part of our prayer campaign for the month of January, I want to raise my right hand as a sign of surrender. As a sign of surrender. And if you are watching this broadcast or this recording later on, I want you to raise your right hand as a sign of surrendering to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you asking you to forgive me for every sin that I commit. Lord Jesus, you died upon the cross so that we can have everlasting life. So, Father, come into my life, save me, revive me, restore me, and renew me. for your purpose and for your way for the rest of my days. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Father, for just saving a wretch like me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you say that simple prayer of repentance right now on this broadcast today, I welcome you right now. I welcome you to the family of God. I welcome you to the family of God. Amen. Amen. Here's our prayer confession also. Father, your word declares that I am a giver. You cause all favor to abound towards me. I thank you, Father, that in every area of my life, you raise up somebody somewhere to use their power, ability, and influence to help me. I thank you that you surround me with favor as a shield, because I am the righteousness of God. I believe you, Father, for all sufficiencies in all things, so I can continue to abound to every good work. I thank you, Father, that you increase me more and more, and I have more than enough in every area of my life. I choose to walk in your best all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's our daily confession. That's our daily confession along with our prayer of repentance today. Amen. Amen. 7:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join Sister Shelly today at 9 a.m. this morning for the broadcast of That Devoted Life. That Devoted Life. As Sister Shelly will go into her monthly series titled Standing with Allowance. Standing with Allowance. Please join Sister Shelly today at 9 a.m. for the broadcast of That Devoted Life. Join Sister Shelly on Facebook Live and also on Instagram Live. Amen. Amen. Also, I want you to join us. I want you to join us tonight, 6:30 tonight, for our weekly Kingdom Vision Church conference call Bible study tonight. We will have another dynamic speaker that will speak the word of God tonight for the people of God on Tuesday nights. Always on Tuesday nights, 6:30 tonight, you will see another dynamic speaker on the conference call line. Amen and amen. Also, forgot to tell you, oh my God, man, next week is about to be a phenomenal week next week. Okay, next week, starting today is the 7th, today is the 18th, so next week, Wednesday, on the 26th through the 28th, we will have special guest Prophet Kervin Smith from Minneapolis, Minnesota, will be at Kingdom Vision Church, 1701 Alta Vista Drive, Columbia, South Carolina. My pastors are Bishop-elect Dr. Johnny White and Dr. Cindy White. I thank you for my spiritual parents today. I thank you for my mentors, Drs. Alicia and Larry Garrick Sr., Kingdom Harvest Church in Hopkins, South Carolina. Also, Pastor Stephen and Holly Futrick of the Elevation Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Pastor Eric and First Lady Ganyard. Also, I want to give a shout out today to my apostle, Apostle Ivy Hilliard, and First Lady Pastor Bridget Hilliard. And also, I want to give a shout out today to my uncle, the late Pastor C.L. Campbell Jr., and also Pastor Robert L. Woods Sr. My God. 7:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining me on episode 501 today. My name is William T. Pearson. Thank you so much for joining me today. And may the blessings of God be upon you.